Exactly. I mean, you've had Marion before, and of course, Wes.
It's Marion West. Wes is at the G'day's. I think he's going home today or tomorrow.
To the G'day's? G'day's?
G'day's.
Oh, okay, the G'day's.
You obviously don't listen to the fat one.
No, I don't listen to Big Fatty. Sorry, Big Fatty. I don't know what the name of Big Fatty's show is. What is it, the Big Fatty show?
Big Fatty Online.
Oh, okay. Is it funny?
Yes. It's all kinds of not right.
Is it? Oh, if it's all kind of not rightness, I'm going to add that then. I don't know. I can't commit to a daily show.
He does poppers, and then he gets off Lemmy after his gentleman callers, and he does a show. So,
reminds me of you.
It's a single version of Todd, I think.
Oh God, that's scary.
With no filter on gentleman callers.
Ooh. Like Todd has a filter.
Yeah.
I have no filters. I think everybody probably knows that by now.
So that's Big Fatty.
Wow. That's all kind of not rightness.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to add a few Big Fatties into the queue and let's see.
So,
have I said that phrase before?
You've had a big...
You like it so much, why don't you marry it?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't know what the name of Big Fatty's show is.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 803 of the BFO for Monday, the 28th of February, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, show. Y'all, I've got a list. And on my list, yes, Big Fatty, just get on into the show and tell us. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Dear Gussie, that was loud in my ear. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope your weekend went well. Y'all, it was World Banana Day, as you know. On Saturday, and so I hope you all donned your banana caftans and did something. I noticed that there were several people who enjoyed some banana treats. The turnip head made a banana cream pie, and y'all, I don't know what was consumed out there in the Walnut Hills, but y'all, speaking of the Walnut Hills, y'all, I'm on the Twitty over the weekend, and the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, she is on there, and y'all, quite frankly, this is really just a very sad, sad, sad story, because y'all, Pat Geick was evidently playing that Daniel Biba in the Words with Friends. And Pat Geick made a statement on there. And he says, I see how you are, Daniel Biba. He says, let me win the first game. And then the next game, you just barely win. And then the third game, you obliterate me. And y'all, the Sea Hag immediately pipes right in. Oh, I know what you mean. He did the same thing to me. He brought me into the game, and then all of a sudden he went off and ran off and left me with all the zombies, and they were killing me and setting things on fire. And, Words with Friends is like Scrabble. World of Warcraft is not. Ah, the ravages of Vera. Oh, dear gosh. Y'all, speaking of the ravages of Vera, y'all went to a memorial event Sunday afternoon. And y'all, this is where a friend of me and Mr. Veda and others here in the community, y'all, he passed away, I don't know, it's probably been 3 to 4 weeks ago, but he did not want a funeral or anything like that, and he wanted there to be a nice party at some point. Well, y'all, so today was the day of the party, and everyone was asked to bring a little something, and so we got there. Y'all, there must have been 75 people there, And it was just lovely, y'all. And the weather here in Charleston has just been lovely. In fact, I'm going to go over here and look at the weather widget. Not the weather rat, the weather widget, y'all. And, of course, Charleston doesn't come up. Yes, Big Fatty. But, y'all, it was supposed to go to near 80 degrees on Sunday. So I don't know if we quite made it up there to that or not. But, oh, dear gussie, y'all, I'm a little gassy today. But, y'all, they had all kinds of food. There were nuts. They had everything from soup to nuts, except I didn't see any soup. And then there was beer and wine. And, a big tent out in the front yard, and everybody came by and was just greeting the widow, the widower, and anyway, y'all, it was just quite the reunion, if you will, and y'all, quite frankly, it made Big Fatty smile a little bit, because y'all, for years, Big Fatty has been older than a lot of these people, and so y'all, but you know, as you get... You know, when you're considered old from the beginning to the chickens, and you keep aging, but you don't really change as much because they always thought of you as old. But y'all, they began to show a little age and a little white hair and silver hair and a few wrinkles and, you know, the ravages of Vera. And, y'all, it was just quite nice. And, y'all, there were lots of people I hadn't seen in years, I say, that were at this. And it was a nice little visitation. And it was all out in the front yard. And everybody was having a good time and hugging and kissing. And, well, there was no inappropriate touching. But, y'all, speaking of inappropriate touching, yes, Big Freddy.
Mystery Day, are you ready?
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Y'all, Friday afternoon, right after leaving the coal mine, Big Fatty got a little message. Big Fatty, would you enjoy a gentleman caller? And I said, yes. And y'all, so the gentleman caller who I met in the lockup cage back at Halloween, he came over, and y'all, we just had a good time. Just a good time. Oh, y'all, what is all that? That y'all, the main thing was some fudge brownies. They were delicious. Somebody made some homemade fudge brownies. And, he had said, Big Freddy, do you have any friends that might want to come over and join us sometime? And I said, yes. I said, I will ask. And y'all, my new most regular gentleman caller says, yes, I'd love to do it, Big Freddy, but I'm going out of town right now, but I'll put me on the rain check list. And the next time, we'll just, it'll be a hootenanny. And so, y'all, I can't wait for the hootenanny. So, anyway. But, the weekend... we had an LFC on Friday night, and y'all, it was a light crowd when we got started. It was almost like a Foul Monkeys studio audience. But y'all, it picked up. But y'all, there was someone that was missing, that was noticeably missing, and that was that Kim. Beaver, and y'all, she hadn't been on the Twitty all weekend. I'm worried about her. I am just worried about her, y'all. But who knows? She may be getting her ball gown ready for the big Oscar red carpet event. Cause you know, y'all, who doesn't love a red carpet event? And you know, she likes the carpet anyway. Big anyway, having Cheerios. And y'all, quite frankly, there was somebody else I was going to mention on today's a little show as being missing in action. But y'all, he reared his head on Friday, and y'all is straight Bob, my straight boyfriend down there in the future. Y'all, he's gone. He's been banished. He's just gone. And y'all, he decided, oh, I'm gonna raise my head up and say that I love that hat M. And he comes up with some zingers. And so anyway, so I caught up with Straight Bob a little bit over the weekend, and y'all, then the Rice for Spuds on the Twitty, he resurfaced over the weekend also, y'all. It was just lovely. It was almost like a little homecoming. So anyway, but y'all, before the time gets away from me, let's do this.
I'm driving down Hollywood Boulevard with the wind in my face. Life is good.
I love Hollywood.
The lights and the camera, the glitter, the glamour.
Y'all, over the weekend, I have made my hotel reservations for the Southern California portion of the trip. Now, y'all, on the 19th and the 20th, I will be staying in the Los Angeles area in the Silver Lake. That is the horror area of the trip. And then on the 21st through the 25th, I am moving down to the Anaheim area. And so that'll make it easy for people to get together. And y'all, I believe the Southern California meet and greet is going to be on Saturday, the 21st of May. And y'all, I will have more details to come, but mark your calendars now. Yes, McFanny.
It's time for Big Fanny's Cruise Update.
Y'all, as of today, the 28th of February, we are 25 days away from departure for the big cruise with Granny and Miss Porter and Kitty Von Kittery. And, y'all, I put out on the Twitty that Miss Kitty says, oh, I'm just resting up. I said, oh, you're getting ready for your big trip? And he went, what trip? So, y'all, he has evidently come up with some sort of mental block for that. But, y'all, I expect I went on to the Atlantis cruise site this weekend, and y'all, I signed up in the alumni area because y'all, this will be my 10th Atlantis cruise, and there was some gentlemen on there wearing their leather outfits, so I said, hi, my name is McQuarrie, so y'all, hopefully we'll get to meet them on the cruise, and but we expect this week to be getting some information from the Atlantis folks so we can pre-register and learn about our shore excursions and everything, because y'all, it'll be here before you know it. It'll just be here before you know it. Yes, McFanny. Dear Gussie, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. The weather here in Charleston has really changed. And y'all, I'm telling you, I looked out the window here at the Fat Cave. And y'all, the Bradford pear trees, which there are a lot of them here in Charleston, the Bradford pear trees are in full bloom. And y'all, that can only mean one thing, and that is that the pollen is in the air. Y'all, my eyes are itching, and I've been sneezing, and it's just, y'all, I even saw that, that Drusilla blow me, was complaining about all the pollen and everything. He wanted gasoline to burn down all the trees. Yes, Big Patty. But anyway, y'all, the weekend, I mentioned Friday night we did the LFC, and then on Saturday, what did I do on Saturday? I just piddled around the house. I had in honor of World Banana Day, I had some gourmet pizza rolls, and then I fixed me what is that called? The London broil. I had me a London broil that I sliced up some slices of that. And then what did I do after that? Oh, I had, oh, and then, of course, Friday night was the Gentleman Caller, but I've already mentioned that. But then went out to the with Granny and Miss Porter, and, y'all, I was there about an hour and a half. And, y'all, there was a young man that came in there that, y'all, I hadn't seen him in a while, but, y'all, he was one of my original, what do you call them, the baggers, the courtesy clerks. At the Publix when it opened, and y'all, he was probably in his early 20s back then, and he came up and gave Big Fatty a hug and everything. Said, "Big Fatty, you know I've known you a long time. We've got quite the history," and y'all, we do have quite the history. Y'all, it's the only time in my life that I've ever been hit on by a courtesy clerk bagger as he was putting my groceries into the Ford Explosion. And except I probably had the big red truck back then. But anyway, y'all, it was just nice to see him again. And so we visited for a little while. And then Sunday, did the memorial service. And now, y'all, I'm doing that little show. But y'all, Saturday night, I laid down for just a few minutes. And y'all, I said, "Oh, wait a minute! Isn't that train wreck called the Dragon podcast? Isn't it on now, y'all?" So I turned on the BFO app. Y'all, by the way, I know there's been some question about whether the Radio Tuna, which is the Pride 48 portion of the BFO app, whether it works or not. And y'all, I'm happy to report that it does. And there was some controversy there with Stephen the Uck, and he was mad at Steve Jobs because that only applied to apps that the only thing they did were radio apps. And the Big Fatty app is much more than just a radio app. Y'all, you get the soundboard, and you know, you never know. There might be some kind of updates or something to that one of these days. You just never know. But y'all, I was listening to the Dragon train wreck, y'all, I said, "Well, Big Fatty, why don't you get on the cellular telephonic device on the Skype and give them a call?" So y'all, I did. I got on there, and I called, and there was, I don't remember everybody that was there. My youngest daughter, Nessa, was there. And Christina, I think it's the first time I've spoken to Christina. She was there. Oh, y'all, Larkin from the Sacramentos. Y'all, we hadn't heard from him in a month of Sundays or longer. And the veritable Virgo was there. But y'all, he was threatening. He was threatening to break the chat room the whole time. And who else? Oh, y'all, the Hat M. And y'all, let me just tell you, if you've never listened to another Dragon podcast, you need to go listen to this one, because y'all, the Hat M was shit-faced. And y'all, there's nothing funnier. There's nothing funnier than a Mexican trying to pretend like he is not shit-faced, because y'all, the more he tries, the more he sounds shit-faced. Yes, me. And y'all, I expect the Hat M will have some very ugly, ugly comments posted to the BFO when I wake up on Monday morning. Yes, because y'all, today is the last day, the very last day of the month of February. Y'all, we are already 2/12 of the year finished. And you know what that means? That means that, oh, dear gussie. That means now, remember, tomorrow morning, Tuesday, the first thing you need to do when you wake up is to give us a big old rabbit, rabbit. Just a big old rabbit, rabbit. Y'all, save the newspaper article about the Oscars, because I'm recording this prior to the Oscars. And y'all, I just went down, you know, they've got 10 films nominated for the best picture, and then there are all these actors and supporting actors and everything. Y'all, I hadn't seen a single one of these movies, and y'all, it made me think, Big Freddy, what was the last movie you saw? And y'all, I couldn't tell you. I just could not tell you what it was. It may have been one of those Larry Potter films or something like that. However, y'all, there is one thing I do.
I don't know what the name of Big Fatty's show is.
I believe it's called The Baby's Arm Comedy Hour.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.